This is the second hour of our daily two-hour extravaganza of talk and talk back. You're listening to WBAI. It's 5 minutes now past the hour. If you're only now joining us, I'm Hugh Hamilton. Thank you very much for listening. Please give us a call at 212-209-2900. So far on this program, we've been talking about just about anything. The Senator Ashcroft nomination for Attorney General has come up as an important issue, one on which we've been focusing some attention, and one to which we should be paying some closer scrutiny, as civil rights activists are saying that on the basis of Senator Ashcroft's civil rights record, he is probably not a good, not probably, that he is not, that is their position, a good candidate for the position of Attorney General, and they intend to oppose his confirmation by the Senate to that position. Similarly, there are some groups who are opposed to Christy Todd Whitman from neighboring New Jersey. We heard from Hamid out in Long Island. Thank you for calling, Hamid. And those of you in New Jersey, it's 212-209-2900. This is also your radio station, so please give us a call. And your former governor is on the line here. When I say on the line, I mean her nomination is on the line here as well, so perhaps you have a point of view on this issue. My last caller, Jeff, who I asked to call again on another day, raised some interesting points, the most fundamental of which, I think, was that he feels perhaps it is a little too early to expend all of one's political capital on Mr. Ashcroft's nomination, because I got the impression he was saying that there may be bigger fish to fry somewhere down the line. My response to that would be, and he's no longer, that is, Jeff is no longer on the line with us now, so I don't want to take an unfair advantage of that discussion. However, my position on that would be that it need not be either or. You may have some Supreme Court judgeships which are going to come up, and there is no reason to give Mr. Ashcroft a pass in the hope that you would be able to harness all of your political resources to fight an objectionable Supreme Court nomination. I don't think it's either or at all. And when he pointed out that it is unusual so early in an administration to be so stridently opposed to someone who is being nominated for a very major cabinet position, well, this is an unusual election, and this administration is taking office in unusual circumstances. And therefore, I think that we cannot necessarily be guided by precedent in this matter. And in any event, I've never been able to understand the argument in favor of precedent, because at some point or other, what is today's precedent would have been unprecedented. So I'm not at all against setting new precedent. It's 8 minutes now past the hour. You're listening to Talk Back. Let's go now to our telephones. Good afternoon. You are on the air.
Hello.
Yeah,
this is Knock.
Would you please speak up a little?
Yeah, this is Nocturnal, and I'm calling a reference. I just want to make a constructive criticism point, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get all and know nothing about WBI or nothing, but I'm just saying, you kind of sound like, I don't know if it's right or not, but you kind of sound like you're trying to sound like Mrs. Reed. And I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of people call. It's just like you left them blank and everything with nothing there. And I'm just saying that if you, I mean, I don't know if you're going to be a regular part of WBAI on this talk, but I'm just saying you could loosen up a little bit, because you sound kind of tight and stiff, like you don't want to get into certain issues. That's what it's all about. It's talking back.
Okay, now stop for a moment. Let's back up. You said I'm trying to sound like Mrs. Reed.
Yeah,
Miss Lead, okay, now hold a second. Let me respond to that. Miss Lead is a very good friend of mine, and she's a woman I've admired for a very long time. We've been professional colleagues for about 15 years or so.
Right.
I have a tremendous respect for her professionalism as a journalist, as a writer, as a talk show host, as an editor. Okay, and you pay me a significant compliment in telling me that I attempt to emulate her. Now, on the matter of sounding a bit tight. Well, perhaps I do. Maybe that's my style. I do not have patience for people who want to meander in a field of abstraction. I think that it is unfair to our listeners. I think if there's something that you want to say, then define what it is in your own mind and say it.
Right.
Once you give me something to respond to, I'll respond to it if I care to do so. But I will not have people call here and speak in generalities and abstractions that make no sense. It wastes my time and also the time of the other listeners.
Right.
Okay, good. Now, continue.
Okay, now I just want to say that maybe, like I said, I'm overlooking or whatever, you know, the issue, but I don't want to get too deeply, and I just want to make that statement. But, you know, I hope we're going to have a good show with you here. I hope you're going to be a regular talk show host.
Well, I do not know. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, but
and if I am, I hope that you would keep listening as well and keep calling.
Yeah, I will. And, you know, like I said, I wish everybody out there the best, and everybody be strong because we're in for a big wave now. All right?
Okay, well, look, thank you very much. Please keep listening. Tell your friends about TalkBack. Good afternoon. You are on the air. This is TalkBack.
Good afternoon. I called before, and I was wondering if I could add a very brief point to what I had said before.
Well... I'll tell you what, I will make one exception for just a few seconds in your case because I have not said this before. I will not encourage people to make more than one call per show.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Per program.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I had been saying that you have to judge these appointments we were talking about by who is doing the appointing and what their agenda is. And it occurred to me that one should use the same principle to judge the appointment of, let's say, a general manager of a radio station by a very corporatized board which has been very censorious of, you know, coverage in the Pacifica network. And even though it may not be immediately apparent how this, you know, this particular person who was appointed is going to serve their ends, they have something up their sleeve, and that is how you must judge that appointment and its significance.
Okay, thank you for the call. Good afternoon. This is TalkBack, and you are on the air. Good afternoon. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
You're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as a long-time listener, and I'm concerned as well with the question of expanding WBAI's listenership. I mean, this thing seems to me to be symptomatic of the whole problem.
What thing?
Of progressives not having any influence or power, right?
What are we talking about here? You said this thing.
Yeah. Well, the fact that the BAI listenership, even though it's a station in the middle of the dial, on the FM dial, that the BAI listenership is so relatively small, and you would think that after broadcasting for many years from that spot that the listenership might be larger.
Well, I don't know how large... One second. I don't know how large the listenership is. I'm not competent to speak on those issues. But if you would like to tell us very briefly why you think that is so, please go ahead.
Well, what I would like to do... is suggest that there's types of programming that progressives could do to try to expand that base and use BAI as, you know, a device for expanding that base.
For example?
Well, for example, one show might be, I would say, a title like Dare to be Powerful. And I know a good host would be Utrice Quisling. I believe she's Finnish. And her motto is Arbeit macht frei, I believe is her motto. Now, what do you think? Would that be a good show?
Well, I don't know. I don't make programming decisions here. I am mainly here Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5. But tell you what, please send your written suggestions to the management of WBAI. I'm sure that they would welcome any suggestions that you have, any proposals, and that they would be put into the hopper along with all the other suggestions that they must receive from our ardent listeners, and give whatever suggestion you make its appropriate weight in deciding how they arrive at programming here. So thanks a lot, and please keep listening. Good afternoon. This is TalkBack, and you're on the air.
Hello, I'm a teenage listener, and yesterday it seemed like a very lively conversation on Utrice's show is why Bernard was fired. And today I'm asking you if you could possibly in some way give a straight answer.
Okay, did you say that you're a new listener? What did you say? What
I'm
kind of listener?
A teenage listener.
A what?
A teenage listener.
Oh, you're a teenage listener. Okay, fine. Well, look, no, the answer to your question, the short answer to your question is no. I not only can I not give you a straight answer, I can't give you any answer at all. That is not something that falls within my purview. And for the benefit of any other callers who might be inclined to call with that line of questioning, please don't. I do not know. I have no information to advance that discussion, and you may direct any such questions to the management of WBAI. Now, thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon. You are on the air. This is TalkBack.
Hi, guy. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right. I just want to respond to one of the callers. I'm really lacking patience with the broad generalities as propositions. One, BAI has a broad listenership because every time things are called, a lot of people show up. And what the qualitative question is not how many numbers, but the quality of the listeners that actually do things and move things forward. When people speak that, oh, well, BAI doesn't have a general listenership and they want to get more, what they're actually saying is not numbers, but a different crowd of listeners. All right. One, we may not have the same social commitments or the same social interests. And that has been the fight with Pacifica. And you have to be really clear on that. So when people say, how do we broaden the listener base? All right. You continue with the issues that you continue with because majority of our people are working, poor, holding down two jobs. The people who have the influence that can pay for the type of music or nonchalant programming are really a minority. You know, and we have to be very clear on that, and you mustn't give those kind of sentiments that kind of stage or platform. That thing has to be really polemicized and attacked. You know, well, we have to broaden our listenership is small. That is not true. I mean, if you look at the money that was raised by pledging, that means you have a broad-based listenership. You do. Okay, and try not to let, you know, people get away with that kind of nonsense because it kind of pollutes the air and it kind of undermines the kind of years of work that BAI has done on radio journalism. Now, not that I agree with everything that goes on or the position of all the producers, but it has done a fine job in garnering listeners. Listeners actually learn something and are challenged in many ways by the interrogation that producers bring to the subjects that concern them. And that's all I really wanted to say. So I know you're trying to be objective, but you have to polemicize with the nonsense.
Okay, look, I'd like to thank you very much for the call. That's a great call. And no, I'm not trying to be objective. I'm merely trying to be fair. Mm-hmm. Objectivity is it is something on which I've long given up. I believe it is not possible, but I try to be fair,
but
reasonable.
But you cannot be fair with things that undermine the progressive impulse of the social commitment of the station.
Well,
you have to, in my opinion, I'm expressing an opinion.
I understand
here.
That.
You have to be ruthless because the powers that be are ruthless with us.
Well,
when I say us, I mean working people, people of color, single mothers, poor people. They are very ruthless, you see. And we cannot objectively, quote unquote, be fair because by being fair, we give them more space to maneuver and to do us in. At least ideologically and intellectually at this point.
Okay, good call. Thank you very much. Please call again. Good afternoon. This is TalkBack, and you are on the air.
Yes. Good evening.
Yes.
Brother, you, how are you, beloved?
Thank you.
Listen.
Fine, thank you.
I have to make a little constructive criticism.
Yes, please.
Earlier, a brother called from, and he was saying something about something he heard on BI, and you dismissed him. You see, I'd like to say that this station, this particular show, it says the expression of opinions and idea, the exchange of it. Now, the brother wanted to say something, and you know, I felt you kind of cut him off. I don't think you know, you two have never done that. Not that I want to compare you with her, you see what I'm saying? But we like to hear what other people are saying, regardless of whether we agree with it or not. You see what I'm saying? What is going on in BI right now? I'm not even going to make a comment because I'm just listening. You see what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Before I make a judgment, I'm just listening to what everybody has to say. So I'm not really, I don't even want to comment on it yet. Okay?
Okay, let me say this. When you're ready to comment on whatever is happening at BAI, hopefully you would choose another venue. It wouldn't be this program, because I do not intend to accommodate that discussion here. As I've said before,
that's
it is
censoring, don't bother you.
I beg your pardon. Well, it may well be so. I will not be accommodating that discussion on this program, and here's my reason. My reason is that I'm not in a position to make any intelligent contribution to that discussion, and I do not intend to be a spectator in this program while I am the host. When there's another host, if that were to happen, that person would be free to make his or her own decisions, his or her own choices. I'm sure that there are other programs on which the hosts are better qualified to address any concerns that you may have regarding what happens within BAI, and that would be the appropriate forum in which to discuss those matters. Then, on the matter of the person who called earlier and who wanted to say something, you see, unlike you, his problem was that he wanted to say something, but he didn't know what it was that he wanted to say. And I have no intention of boring our listeners to tears with people who think they want to say something, and given the opportunity, they have difficulty articulating or defining that which they would like to express. Now, in your case, you knew what you wanted to say. You have said it. You have said it well, concisely, succinctly. It is very clear to me. We can agree to disagree as reasonable human beings. And I'd like to thank you for the call, and thank you very much for listening, and hope that you will continue to listen and you will call again. Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you are on the air.
Hi. I think you're doing a very good job. I think you're being very patient during a very difficult time.
Thank you.
I think that the problem is, and I agree with the caller before the last caller, the one that's talked about the expansion of the listening base, I agree with him. I think that BAI does have a very wide-range listening base, and that it is probably more of your more working-class people who struggle in this city, and I don't think that should change. The other point I wanted to make was that I think some of the producers have brought this kind of the kind of flack that you're getting. They brought it on themselves, because I think there's a difference between giving the listeners information and acting out on the radios, which I think is what Al Lewis has been doing, and that I have found very disturbing. I don't think he's been constructive, and I think that's what your kind of people are beginning to feed into, that, and that I'm finding troubling.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for that call. Thank you for all the input. And please keep listening, and please call again.
I shall. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Talk Back, and you are on the air. Good
Hello?
Afternoon. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
How are you?
You tell me. How am I?
Well, I don't think you're doing fine.
Okay, fine. Now, go ahead.
Okay. On the issues that you're talking about, you pick certain issues that you don't want to talk about.
I have picked one issue. I have identified one issue that I will not talk about, yes.
Yeah, but you see, we pay money to the station.
Yes.
Okay, so I think it's very unfair if you decide to choose and pick what you want to talk about and what you don't want to talk about. Because when you're doing fundraising, you don't choose and pick the money that you want to take and what you don't want to take. You take all the money you can.
Well, first of all, I don't know that is true, but what I will say is this. Of all the things that we have discussed on this program so far, do you have an opinion on any one of them?
Well,
think about, look somewhere in your mind.
Yeah.
Somewhere in your mind. Mm-hmm. Think of all of the things that you can possibly talk about, and tell me if there is any one of them, apart from that which I have said I will not entertain,
okay,
that you would care to discuss. Yes or no?
Yeah, I have something to say.
Well, please, let's say it. Let's hear it.
Okay, in terms of Mr. Ashcroft.
Yes.
Okay, I think, Governor Whitman too. I think to get someone into certain positions is not only what they can do, but their character as a whole. You understand me? So if Whitman is patting down a black teenager, I think it tells a lot about her character and what she can do when she gets into certain situations.
What do you think it tells us about her character?
I mean, she's not a policeman. I don't know what she knows about frisking a person, and I don't see any need for her to go and frisk somebody who has already been frisked by a policeman.
Does it matter to you that she has apologized for doing so?
It don't really matter, because she didn't apologize all of a sudden. It was after it was revealed that she decided to apologize.
Okay.
So after the fact, I don't think it really matters.
And do you think that has any bearing on her ability to serve as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency?
Certainly. Certainly.
In what way?
Well, I don't think she can be a fair person.
Fair to whom?
Fair to certain policies that she's going to put in place.
I see. This because of an intemperate action on her part, which you think sends the wrong message.
Intemperate action? I mean, you cannot tell how much that boy has been hurt. So it cannot be just an intemperate... Okay, this is...
How would you describe it?
What do you say?
How would you describe the incident?
Well, I would say it's something very deliberate.
Okay, fine, yes, but how would you describe it? It was deliberate, yes. I described it as intemperate action. You would describe it how?
Like I told you, it's something very deliberate that she did. Okay, but she never expected it to come out.
Yes, we're not disagreeing that she did this. You seem to misunderstand me. We're not disagreeing that she did this. She is not disagreeing that she did this.
Mm-hmm.
We are not disagreeing that it was inappropriate. And okay. She is not disagreeing that it was inappropriate.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, that having been said,
uh-huh.
That whether she did it and whether it was inappropriate is not, those things are not at issue. At issue is, what bearing does that have on her ability to serve as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency? That is the issue.
I wouldn't say it has any bearing on her ability to serve there. All I'm saying is, all I'm questioning is her character.
Okay, so you've questioned her character.
Yes.
Would you oppose her appointment as EPA administrator?
I'm not in a position to oppose, to be honest with you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm not in a position. I can just air my view. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and please keep listening. Good afternoon. This is WBAI. You're on Talkback.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Believe me, brother, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
The thing is, so many producers who try to speak about what's happening in BAI has done much damage than what they claim other people have done. What's happening is they do not really have to come over the air with their own idea. They, I think, all the producers and the people involved should gather together within the station or wherever, have a meeting and tell what it is the problem is about before they can bring what they think to the listeners. Because what I love Eugene, I love Bernard, I love Amy Goodman, but I think when Amy Goodman have to ask Bernard, should he come back, and he say, unless Eugene leave, he has done much damage than what they claim Eugene done. Because...
Okay, now understand that the fact that you think I'm doing a good job does not mean that I'm going to allow you to discuss an issue which I will not allow others to discuss, okay?
Okay.
Good.
But you keep it tight.
Well, thank you.
Don't discuss this, because this is not a way to resolve problem with the family. They will divide the family more than they get it together. What you do is the right attitude, is the right spirit, because it should be discussed inside and resolved inside, because we don't know exactly what it is that people should have done.
Okay, thank you very much. Please keep listening. Thanks. Good afternoon. This is Talkback, and you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Raheem from Uptown Harlem.
Oh, hi.
Listen, I'm a newly supporter of WBAI. I just paid $150. And I'm not really a rich person or a poor person, but I think, being that you're the new host of the show, that you should have gotten yourself informed. By the time of hosting up to now, you had the opportunity, you still have the opportunity, to become informed, to tell the listeners what's going on.
About what?
Excuse me?
To tell the listeners what's going on about what?
Between what's going on between Pacifica and WBAI.
No, let me ask you this. Do you have any interest whatsoever in the fact that next month Jean-Bertrand Aristide is going to be inaugurated as president of Haiti?
That's great.
And former National Security Advisor Anthony Lake was sent by the Clinton administration to extract from Mr. Aristide a written commitment, which is addressed, by the way, in a series of editorials, a written commitment pertaining to broad changes in policy within the Haitian administration that would be amenable to the U.S. administration. Do you have any interest whatsoever in that issue?
I think, you understand, that's highly important. I think it should be communicated across the radio.
Okay.
But that's not the issue. The issue is, you're a new host on here. The issue is that people that support this station, that's concerned about what's going on with that station, should be able to be to continue to be abreast of what's happening and to state their positions on it.
Well, let me redefine this.
You have the opportunity, by being a representative of that station, to get informed.
But guess what?
I don't want to guess. I want to know.
Okay, well, let me tell you then. Let me tell you what the issue is. The issue is that the amount of time that I spend discussing the internal politics of WBAI is inversely proportional to the amount of time available to discuss issues from the broad pantheon of reality that consumes the lives of human beings all over the world. And I will not allow myself to be bogged down by you or anyone else into having a discussion about the internal politics of this station when there's a vast world out there with all kinds of things happening, things that are affecting the lives of billions of people on a daily basis, things that other people want to talk about, and I am not going to allow this program to degenerate into a public airing of internal politics. It's not going to happen. Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Talkback, and you are on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I just have one comment to say. Whatever subject you're talking about or whatever it is, I'm wondering, do you listen to the tape, re-listen to the tape after you get off the air to hear, you know, your own program?
Generally, no.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should, because guess what? We're not trying to be hostile to you. However, you're coming across very hostile to the listeners, and maybe that's why you're getting these calls that are not too pleasing to you, because I'm listening, and it's like you're having a chip at us because we're asking you these questions. So maybe you ought to listen to the tape and listen to how you're coming across to us, and maybe that's where our problem is at, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let me respond to that by saying this. As far as I'm concerned, I have made it very clear that there are some things I will not discuss. Now, if listeners want to persist, nevertheless, in calling on those particular issues, then I cannot stop them from calling, but I can certainly limit the degree to which that kind of conversation takes place. I do not feel that listeners are being hostile to me. I believe that our listeners are very loyal people. They're supportive people. And they love WBAI, and some of them love this program. And hopefully, in time, we'll get along well. As a matter of fact, I think I get along rather well with quite a few of our listeners right now, for which I'm intensely grateful. But on the other hand, I'm not going to compromise needlessly, nor am I going to allow other people to determine what constitutes the content of this program while I'm doing the program. So, thank you for that call. Good afternoon. This is WBAI, and you're on Talkback.
Hi. I just wanted to say, let me pick up this phone instead, okay?
Okay. Fine. So we've got a listener who's changing phones. It is now 33 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Talkback on WBAI 99.5 FM. Are you back, sir? Hello? Okay, going once, going twice. Hello? I'm sorry. I think, yes, you're here?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Oh, I'm on?
Oh, yes, you're on. Good afternoon.
Great. I just wanted to say, it was very interesting the way this is developing, in a sense. I mean, I can understand your position, and obviously you understand the position, I think, of people who have expressed themselves in their concern about the station, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I would like to suggest is this. In my opinion, the fact that people, you might say, given a chance, are bombarding the station, okay, with calls concerning the situation at the station, right?
I'm listening.
I mean, when you get this type of response, if given the chance, across the board, not only on your show, but on all the shows, this sort of puts the situation, I think, in a obvious type of stalemate type of situation in which all sides, all factions, would have to agree that the radio station, WBAI, is not being used for the best purposes that the station could be used for.
Okay, now let me say this. I will not speak for other programs. I do not know to what degree other programs entertain a discussion on the internal machinations at WBAI.
Yes.
I do not know. And
well,
so I cannot say.
What I can say is that on many, many programs, the discussion is quite, in most programs, in fact, the discussion is number one on the agenda, and it's actively pursued. Certain programs, I can't think of the names off the top of my head, but do not permit discussion on the subject or do not take calls for one reason or another.
Okay, now don't you think that is fair? If there are some programs on which it is number one on the agenda, don't you think it is fair that those people who have other things they want to discuss should be given an opportunity at another time, namely during this program, to do so without being bombarded? Remember, I am not being bombarded. It is your fellow listener, he or she is the person who is being bombarded. I'm not being bombarded at all.
No, I agree with you, but
okay.
I think you're missing my point that I'm making. The point that I'm trying to make is the station staff, the listenership, is fractured. I think, you know, most reasonable people will agree on that point.
Okay.
People are in shock, they're angry, and obviously the station is not functioning the way a station like WBAI could function. Obviously, you know, in a peaceful type of environment, you're going to get great programming. You usually do.
Okay, so your bottom line here is what?
My bottom line is the listenership has been doesn't really know what is going on. That's number one. I would wonder, listenership would want to know, for instance, if there are any negotiations at all going on.
Okay, fine. And
it wouldn't appear from statements that have been made that is the case.
Okay. Now let me say this.
It seems that the factions are stalemated.
I have to ask you.
I just want to make my point.
No. I'm going to have to stop you now because I've allowed you to speak at some length on the very issue which, as you know, I have attempted to limit on this program. And what I will say is this. I understand there are some listeners who have somewhat larger interest in what goes on at BAI than some other listeners. And you're saying they don't know what is going on. I'm saying to you, this is not the place to find out because I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. Now, 38 minutes after the hour. Let's return to our phones at 212-209-2900. Good afternoon. This is Talkback.